the death of John the Baptist from Mark and Psalms, Jesus is rejected at Nazareth and sends the 12. Jesus returns to his hometown or fatherland, and the people hearing him speak in the temple question how Jesus got the power to do and say these things, and where did he get his wisdom? Jesus calls them out as they start to question his authority and his power. And Mark tells us, Jesus was amazed at their unbelief. He could do no deed of power there, except to cure a few sick people by laying hands on them. Jesus says, it's time to leave. Let us get out of here and go to the villages teaching. He calls the 12 and gives them instructions to go out two by two, and he gives them authority over the unclean spirits. On the other side of this story is King Herod, who hears about the movement of Jesus and his disciples and gets concerned as the rumors fly. Herod asks, who is this Jesus? Is this man John the Baptizer, or Elijah, or a prophet like of old? Who is he? He asked it then, and we ask it now. Who do we say Jesus is? Is he a prophet? A wise man? A good man? Is he a magician? The correct question is not who Jesus is, but who do we say Jesus is? How does Jesus respond to the questions of the people, even the people of his hometown? Does he give up and say, nobody believes me, I quit. No one will listen to me here. They question everything I say. What good am I doing? No and no. He said, let's leave this place. The villagers want to know how Jesus can do the things he does. The disciples want to be a part of the ministry because they know the truth. And Jesus says, let's get out of this smelly town and go to the other communities where we can share the good news. Let us divide and cover more ground, Jesus said. Go out two by two with my instructions. And he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. When Jesus is saving and healing, humans' opposition gets in the way. But Jesus moves on and continues to bring the message. The gospel is here because those who know want to tell others so they too can believe. The gospel is proclaiming God with us. The good question is, do we know it is God who walked among us in Jesus? Mark's gospel begins with, this is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus does not let rejection stop the movement of the gospel. He expands the movement. The word goes to the other villages. Who walked among us? God. And when God walks among us, people are changed. Our repentance, or turning to God, changing our minds to what we think the good news is, changes us. God walked with us, and God changed everything for us when Jesus died on the cross. The question is not who was Jesus, but who are we, and how do we go out spreading the good news? As believers, we want to help others also believe in the gospel. This is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, go out to the other villages and spread the good news, baptizing and making disciples of all people. This is how the gate of salvation opened to all people in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Jesus, you sent many into the world to proclaim your kingdom on earth. Send us, equip us, and walk with us so that everyone can learn of your abundant love. Open for us the gate to God's salvation. Amen.